What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, standing by in the side saddle, the hostess with the mostest, the shotgun rider, the shotgun shooter, the swimmer, the biker, the hiker, the sideways banana battalion leader, Danielle Fairman. And of course, our culinary creator, the lady who can take anything from the grass, from the yard, or from the field, throw her on a table, and it's delicious. Ellie Lawton, our acclaimed chef, is here with us. Ellie, great to have you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. we're going to do the rest of the show in French today, I think. Should we do that?
You should definitely do that.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous, Danielle?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jacob joins us. He is in the he's back in the little fishbowl, running the show for us. Appreciate it. And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original is running the board here. And we have a guest today that I'm pretty jacked about.
Me too. Woo.
Actually, Jack is a nickname for his actual name. Have you ever been called Jack?
No, I haven't been.
Johnny Bauman.
Johnny, I didn't know that was a nickname.
Johnny, do you have a girlfriend, a wife,
yes,
a fiance?
Yes, sir. I have an amazing girlfriend.
You have an amazing girlfriend. Could you?
You know how I creep on people's profiles that come onto our show?
Yeah, yes, Danielle, you do creep on people. There's no doubt about it.
He said the cutest thing. It was just his birthday.
He said the cutest thing.
He
okay.
did. He,
to his girlfriend?
No, well, kind of, yeah, but it was on Facebook. Her name's Adele.
Yeah.
Adele.
See, look, I'm a total creep. But he called her my favorite forever girl. I'm like,
Johnny.
Why can't I be your forever girl?
I think you are Josh's forever girl.
I know,
Danielle.
But he said it. That was sweet.
Oh, that's effing precious.
That's all legit.
That's effing.
It was so cute.
That's precious. I'm telling you.
Shout out to Adele.
Shout out to Adele. Johnny thinks you're for. Would you say, Johnny, that you tagged and bagged this girl?
No.
That is a play on Johnny Bauman's business. Tagged and bagged.
I think I got her tagged and bagged.
Yeah. I think it's pretty dang close.
That's a very accurate representation. And you will learn why, Danielle. Danielle, get your mind out of the gutter, okay?
Danielle, get your mind out of the mud.
No, that was just thinking possessed. Like, he just possessed her. Like, he is hers. She is his, I mean.
She is.
Well, isn't that kind of how relationships go?
You are each other's? He doesn't own me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Ruth Westheimer. We are talking relationships today.
The poetry from Facebook was a little better than the bag and tagged her.
Okay, but see, Jacob.
It started off with, she's my muse, the most wonderful thing, and then I bagged and tagged her.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I'm going to explain why
romance.
Johnny Bauman's
owning that. I like
where
this is going.
Let's do relationships tonight. I want to do a relationship show. I think that'd be
fantastic.
Wisconsin
relationships.
Yep. That would be awesome.
Johnny Bauman owns a company called Tagged and Bagged. See, I was relating that to each other. And the company, which I think is just a fantastic idea.
I love entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I love when someone comes up with an idea that becomes a product. And we all have this product. And if you look around, the fishbowl, the studio here in Concord, Wisconsin,
yes,
WFSH, you will see plenty of waterfowl on hanging from the walls.
It's fair to say you tagged and bagged a lot in here.
Yeah, you did.
I certainly did.
You need more wall space, man.
And tagged and bagged.
He's got a bunch out there.
I do have some wall space out there. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to hang the taxidermy out there. So I don't know what's going to ever be. It's all jam-packed in here. But tagged and bagged, for lack of a better definition, is a way to preserve what you harvest in the field for taxidermy.
Amen. Yep. You're
and
spot
I think
on.
It's fantastic. How? All right. I'm getting too excited.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. Whoa.
We have to do our weekly Wiscos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do
Danielle.
First, so then we can jump into this.
Danielle,
I have
that is
too.
Why you're here. You're reining me in. You're pulling
for
me off the wall. I'm going to calm myself down.
One time,
and I'm going to let you guys run it for a minute. Talk to me about your weekly Wisco.
Weekly Wisco is anything that we have done in Wisconsin that we love to share with the world.
Awesome.
Yes.
And I say world because Race in Wisco. You can hear us worldwide.
Yeah, anywhere.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It really
in
is.
Fact, a member of the Xhosa tribe, that's like a click language in Africa, they listen to our show.
They do not.
I'm not making it up.
Gosh. That's the greatest thing ever.
I hunted in South Africa, and I have to say this right. The language is Xhosa. That's how they say it. Xhosa.
Oh.
Isn't that tricky to say? Xhosa.
I feel like you did a very good job.
And they work with Johnny Fetting Safaris. They're the trackers for Johnny, and Johnny listens to our show in South Africa with members of the Xhosa tribe.
That's
well, shout out to them. Click, click.
Shout out.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you did just fine. Shout out to them.
I'm going to need to look that up on the app.
So, yes. So, go ahead, Danielle. My apologies. I just wanted to say, I thought that was exciting.
That's really cool.
That's legendary, yeah.
Yeah.
So, for my weekly Wisco, I did something that was in the outdoors, but it was, I called the Redneck Destruction Derby.
What?
Redneck Destruction Derby. It is as exciting as it sounds. So it is Slinger Slam Fest at the Slinger Speedway.
Sure.
And it was after.
The
it was
Slinger Super Speedway?
The Slinger Super Speedway. Super. And
that's super.
So super.
You guys are super.
Thank you.
And it was figure eight with trucks with trailers, school buses, things starting on fire. There was a new relay race where you got to go around the track once, and then once you get to your partner, you have to go around backwards. Then the other person goes forward. Then
against
they go,
traffic.
Against
going
traffic. It is
100 miles an hour.
The most hilarious thing. Everybody in the stands are just laughing and crying. It's such a great time. They
sounds like rush hour on 94.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be honest. I would be sitting there nervous the whole time that someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Getting hurt or crashing?
Slam fest.
Yeah, you're just watching
slam
people
into
get
each other.
Do they have?
It's old time. Not old timey. It is run down vehicles and trailers.
Kind of
like
demolition derby.
Yes,
demo
exactly.
Derby.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep.
Extreme demo derby. Is how it is.
I would say
with,
that sounds
with beer with cheap beer.
Johnny, I think is my flow longer than yours?
Yeah, you guys have the same hair. Johnny's is longer.
Boy. Oh.
Get the tape measure out. Let's go.
Johnny's
yours
got
is
more
longer.
Flow. Johnny had back in the day we call them mullets. They don't call them mullets
I
want to
see both of your hairstyles
not,
with your hats off.
Yours is not a mullet?
It's not a mullet.
Cuz I want to see how Johnny
no,
has the top
long
of his
hair.
Is yours like short on top?
Is yours
a
short
legit
on
mullet? Mullet?
No, mine kind of
is yours business in the
see
front?
Oh,
you have the same hair.
No, his is shorter. His is shorter on the top.
His is
more business in the front, party in the rear.
Exactly.
A Kentucky waterfall, a Tennessee top hat, a soccer run.
So yours is more what?
Mine's just a ridiculous midlife crisis.
I don't think it looks ridiculous.
That's all it really is. Okay, let's be honest. Midlife crisis.
So you guys actually believe in midlife crisis situations?
I don't actually.
I do not.
Because if there's such a thing as a midlife crisis, this is number 6 or 7 for me.
Yeah.
I don't buy sports cars. I do crazy adventures, but I've been doing that since I was 20.
I believe
20,
in phases.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm interested. What
well,
are the phases?
This should go towards our like relationship show.
We're going to do
because we could talk about phases
because
all
we are going phases into hunting season. So the brand new relationships are about to enter their first hunting
season. We're going through a phase right now. We're ending summer and we're going into fall.
Yes, life is phases.
We're
gonna really
waterfall right into fall.
Waterfall, it's waterfall fall season.
Man.
Okay, I want to point this out.
We need to
we
finish
are,
our weekly Wiscos.
Today, when you're listening to this show, we are exactly 1 week and 1 day from the opening of waterfall season.
Woohoo!
Look, you guys, that makes the hair on my arm stand up. That's so exciting.
Does it make the hair on your mullet stand up?
No, my follicles aren't that strong. But they're pretty curly, I will tell you that. Well, I think that sounds like a great weekly Wisco, Danielle.
Yes.
I don't know that I really have the stomach for demolition derby style stuff. I'd just be worried. But they've got fire trucks and ambulances.
Oh,
there
everywhere. And my goal for next year is to be the forklift operator.
Oh,
going out there
goodness
and picking up all the cars that can't move.
Wait, with the shovel truck? Or what did you call it last
the,
time?
The dump, the yeah, what was it? The
shovel truck.
Shovel truck.
Was it the shovel truck?
Or
the not
bucket
truck?
Or
bucket truck.
Was it a bucket truck?
I called it a bucket truck.
Yep.
A digger.
A digger. That's the excavator. That's,
yeah.
Excavator.
Yes.
It's easy for you to say. Bless yeah. you.
Johnny, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Well, I wasn't in Wisco last week.
You weren't? Where were you?
I was in Tennessee.
Well, what give were you us doing a Tennessee.
That's why you have a Tennessee right. top hat.
Tennessee. Yeah. Yeah, we were down in Tennessee, and we were ripping some trails on the side-by-sides that we
Ooh,
rented.
Oh, that's fun.
We saw through the mountains, ripping up, and we saw
so
four black bears, which is really cool.
That's cool.
That's yeah, awesome.
Ran into a lot of them. Nothing crazy big, but it was really cool just
that's
to be out
wonderful.
God's creation.
Yeah, so
wow.
Black bear hunting is one of my favorite kind of hunting. I'll tell you, they come in with those soft pads. You don't hear them, and all of a sudden, a beast that could maul you to death in 30 seconds flat is standing in front of you. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, sounds thrilling.
That's my form of excitement. Yeah. What do you
like
got? What do you got, Chef Lawton?
Well, I think ours is the same.
Ours is the same, and
aww.
We've got to give some credit to Megan.
Megan Salazar.
Salad Bar Salazar, our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan, our Megan Facebook czar, Salad Bar Salazar.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a fantastic time this last
what
week.
What did you do?
We were with the A-Team at
yes.
Opportunities Incorporated, which is a disability work center, and we served wild game, everything from goose and duck to wild boar and ram.
And ram?
And
yeah.
ram.
Oh, yeah.
Wild ram.
Yeah, they got to taste
awesome.
It all.
And we made Chef Lawton. I made the meat, and then Chef Lawton made... wild game birria tacos.
Oh. Yes.
Oh,
those are so
it was a beautiful day.
God.
Everybody had great a great
so
lunch.
Her birria yeah. tacos are the best.
Was
just
so
beautiful.
Fun.
We got, you know what I love the most about it? We got more hugs. I got more
yeah.
hugs today than I get in an entire aww. Year. And I just love it. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to shout out to Barb LaDuke and the folks at Opportunities Incorporated, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and the A-Team. You ever think that you have a rough day or a tough life? These folks have physical and intellectual disabilities, and they are the happiest people you will ever meet. They will turn your day around, and they will make you realize you ain't got jack to complain about. So that was a
it's
pretty
been a while
fantastic.
Since I've felt that loved.
Yeah.
That is so
aww.
Cool.
Oh. Oh. Oh, do you need a
Chef
hug?
Lawton.
No, please, no, I don't.
Chef Lawton, why do you think I'm why do you think I'm so excited to get such love from the food I eat?
Well, I didn't know I was gonna make it to the Blackstone because everyone was hugging me. It was so wonderful. We
aww.
Had good conversation and funny stories and a really nice time.
Yeah, that was a pretty
was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
so
fantastic.
Cool.
So shout
day.
Out to Megan for putting that together. It was a wonderful day.
Yeah, Megan Salazar, thank you so much for coming up with the idea. It was really fantastic. And now I think Megan's got us roped into something else with them in February. So.
Yes. We a wild romance dinner.
A wild ooh. Romance for Valentine's Day. They
yes.
want to do a wild game dinner for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
So Chef Lawton, you are roped into that, it sounds like, with Megan as well.
Have Blackstone will travel.
You know what? I'll be honest. That was actually pretty awesome how easily it was transported there
yeah,
and how
we
great it worked.
Had a good system down.
It was fantastic. I'm really excited to talk waterfowl and talk about what to do with your trophy. Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged, the owner, CEO, chief cook, and bottle washer is here. You're going to learn a lot, plus a recipe of the week. This is Raised in Wisco. Is a good reason to talk about gun safety as we head into the waterfowl hunting season. This is Raised in Wisco. We're your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin. Very, very, very exciting time right now. My name is Joel Clayfish. I get to host this fantastic show with Danielle Fairman, Chef Ellie Lawton. Today's guest is Johnny Bauman, the owner and inventor of Tagged and Bagged. We're coming up on the waterfowl season, just one
yay.
Week and one day away from today.
Ooh,
I can't baby. Wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Make sure to keep those safeties on. Protect your Tab K.
Tab K.
Does everybody here know what Tab K?
Treat your treat. Farm.
Yep.
Yep.
Treat every farm as if it's loaded.
Always let's be aware of your target and beyond.
Keep your finger off
the
trigger.
Trigger.
And this is always the tricky
this
one.
This is the tricky one.
Oh, this is interesting.
Keep your gun pointed down. I don't know.
Pointed in a safe
always
direction.
Always keep your muzzle pointed in
the always keep your muzzle in a safe direction. Hey, good for us for coming up with it.
I don't
quick,
do hunter safety instruction anymore, but that was pretty good, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I think we passed.
Yeah, be safe out there. Have a great time. Be cognizant of those around you, especially when you're in those layup lines. It can be a lot of guns right next to each other. And make sure, and remember this, no animal, no fish, no animal ever is worth hurting or injuring someone else hunting. So,
correct.
And I don't want to dwell on it because we're all going to have a great time, but just make sure you have that safety, idea of safety while you're out there. And something that's really cool, if you appreciate life's experiences, the way I look at taxidermy is that I don't think of taxidermy as a dead animal on my wall. I see taxidermy and it brings me directly back to the experience I had harvesting that animal.
Oh, yeah, it's a memory on the wall that you get to relive over and over and talk to people about it and bring people into the outdoors because of that mount.
I think that's great. I don't know if I could put it any better, Danielle. They are experiences that get to live on your walls as art. And really, really taxidermy is art.
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's all actually painted. People don't realize the artwork that goes into it. The painting, the stretching.
The tiny little details.
The tiny details
of
everything.
Yeah, go back and listen to our shows with Wendy.
Yes,
I mean,
right. Those
Wendy
are fantastic. Wendy
Christensen. It is absolutely art. It's
taxidermy
art.
Samson for the Milwaukee Public Museum. It's an art out there. And I think a lot of times folks don't think about the fact that when you harvest something in the field, care for that carcass if you want to put it on the wall, if you want to hang it, if especially waterfowl, which is a trickier thing to taxidermy. And Johnny Bauman invented Tagged and Bagged. And this is a kit, a system to protect your game from the moment of kill to make sure that the taxidermist is getting it in the best possible condition to turn that into a lifetime memory for you. Is that...
Amen. You hit it spot on, man. Yeah.
How did you get this idea?
Well, I had a very big inconvenience bringing out some new buddies, and they're like, dude, I shot my first bird. What do I do? And I'm like, I have no idea. You know, I thought you're supposed to put it in nylon sock, all this stuff. And I started watching videos, and I'm like, well, I don't have any of that stuff. So then
you
I had
don't
to
have
run...
nylon socks laying around?
Yeah, I don't know why. Then I had to run 20 minutes to the grocery store and 20 minutes back, and I'm like, man, somebody's got to have a kit out there. And then I looked, and there was no kit, and I'm like, well, what the heck? I should just make my own. So I started making them for myself and my buddies. And, you know, they're like, dude, there's so many people you could help out and just give this convenience to them.
Oh, absolutely.
And helping out the taxidermist, too. You know, it's like you spend all this time and money and effort trying to chase a trophy bird, and then you're going to throw it in a garbage bag and toss it in your freezer. Like, that is just crazy, you know?
You know, that's a really – I think that what you just said right there is a really good point. Everybody does it, throws it in a garbage bag and tosses it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. How important is it to preserve it carefully in order for your trophy to turn out?
There is a lot of research we did and talking to different taxidermists and just the way, you know, a bird will sit in the freezer for a year, how like it will lose every bit of moisture inside the feet and the beak and the head. And bringing that back to life is so much more challenging for the taxidermist. So even in the feathers, you know, like when you're tossing it around the freezer, you're stacking on it. If you bust up feathers, you're never going to get it perfect, you know.
Yeah.
And the taxidermists, they do a beautiful job of bringing it back to life. But if you can make their job easier, they can really work on those fine details.
And if they do have something that looks, you know, that comes to them in more beautiful state, it's even going to look more beautiful when they put their finishing touches on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so you started this how long ago?
Well, it's been about 3 years now.
3 years.
So there's a lot of research and development. So we just kind of grinded on that, made sure it was perfect. Because if people are going to use our kits, we're going to make sure it works perfect.
What's
so
in
what
the
is in the what is in the kit?
Jinx, buy me a Coke. What's in the kit?
So we got towelettes to wrap the feet and the head. You wet those, and then it just creates a moisture barrier with straps, three straps on each spot. And then also a gauze ball that goes inside the bird's mouth to soak up any blood when you're laying the head back on the body. Mm-hmm.
Which I do have a question about that one, because when I was watching the video on bagandtag.com, correct?
Yep.
You have the perfect how-to video on there.
Yep.
So with that ball that you put in the mouth, it's kind of bigger, so the mouth stays open, though. Is that, how horrible is that? Or is that obviously not horrible because you have that going on, but for the taxidermist, like how, do they just thaw it out and the mouth goes, just closes right up? Because I want to freeze it and it's going to go, ah.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's completely fine. Weird thing. You know, as long as you're putting it in there, like, you know, we use a decent sized cotton ball. So like you get a different bird. So let's say a teal versus a spoonbill.
Yep.
You know, there's two huge different mouths on them. So sometimes we tell people to tear it off, but it's not going to affect the mouth in any way. So.
And then like the extra blood that's on the bird when you shoot it, because I'm really good at, unfortunately, I'm really good at winging the birds.
Yep.
So there's a little extra blood. Do you have to wipe the blood off?
Yeah. So that's actually on our direction card too. So we have a direction card, super simple, fast, easy to go. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. For some reason, my mom used to tell me, close your spoonbill. I don't know what that meant. Probably meant I was yapping away. We got more with Johnny Bauman, too. I'm excited about that. And we're going to talk about how to make sure what you harvest in the field makes it to the taxidermist safely. We got the expert for that. And how it makes it to the freezer in the best possible way so that it can end up on your dinner table.
Yes.
This is Raised in Wisco. As easy as ABC 123, Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged is here. This is Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman is sliding into the co-host seat with me. Ooh. We've been together for nearly two decades, hunting, fishing, loving every day. Chef, acclaimed chef, Ellie Lawton, the chefery, the official chef of Raised in Wisco, who really has opened my eyes and a lot of listeners about how to take wild game, foraged items, anything from the outdoors, put it on your dinner table quickly, easily. I'm really excited about the recipe that's coming up. We are 1 week and one day away from the waterfowl hunting season. We're going to talk today about waterfowl, when you harvest, how to get it safely to the taxidermist. We got Tagged and Bagged inventor Johnny Bauman with us, and that is taggedandbagged.com. Go to taggedandbagged.com, and you can find his product there to make it real easy for you to make sure whatever ends up on your wall is as beautiful as the day you shot it, which is pretty darn exciting. Are you digging this free promo stuff?
Dude, I mean, it's legendary.
Yeah, I think maybe after the show.
How much do I owe you?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that because we'd like you to buy some ads on Civic Media after this. Nothing's altruistic, Johnny. The sooner you learn that, the better. Danielle, I think you brought up a couple good points about the specifics of what to do. And I would like you to give the folks some specifics. If they listen to our show on Saturdays at 11 o'clock on 23 Civic Media stations throughout the state, that's a great way to hear us on your radios, in your cars, while you're in the barn. Let the cows listen to it if you're farming.
Ooh,
check out
like
Raised
radio.
In Wisco. They do, as a matter of fact.
So do horses.
And horses do too.
Are your horses listening to Raised in Wisconsin?
Nay.
Whenever. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Jacob can mark that
where
one
down. Where
do
you keep all your dad jokes?
Where do I keep all my dad jokes?
In here.
In my tube socks.
Whoa. I was going to say in your cargo shorts.
I do not own a pair of cargo shorts or sweatpants, by the way.
I do have a question for you. I am looking at, you can listen to us on Civic Media, Rewind, Civic Media. You can watch Joel's happy dances during the music on YouTube and Facebook, and you can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple.
Check it out.
Now,
check it
back out. To you. You have a duck one, a goose one, a fish one. What in the world?
How do you tag and bag a fish?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool. So... Dude, this was a lot of research because I had no idea on this either. You know, I thought you put it in newspaper, you know, that whole deal. There
yeah.
was
newspaper?
So many different, like, there's like generations passed on all these different ideas, you know. So I just get on the phone with all the taxidermists and, you know, just learn from them. And the big thing we use is It's we call it preservation powder, but it's essentially borax. So once you get your fish, you take it, you spread borax on it, you throw it into a freezer bag, and then we have a big towel that you wrap around it after you wet it, and then you slide it into another freezer bag. That way that doesn't freeze to your freezer.
Sure.
Yeah.
So super simple, you know, but it does really
What a great
really
way
help.
To be organized, though, to preserve our harvest.
Yeah.
You make it very, I mean, look. This is a simple concept, and I'm not saying you're a rocket scientist that you came up with this, Johnny. No offense, because we have matching mullets, so neither one of us are doing brain surgery after this radio show. But my point is, it may be a simple process, but you take all the guesswork out of it, and you make it easy, real easy. And the kits are not expensive.
Nope.
But they're all self-contained. You can throw them in the truck at the beginning of season. They're good to sit all season. And when you need it, it's going to be there. And I go back to the old Boy Scout credo. It's always better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I will say that.
Amen to that.
Yes.
So let's talk about field to freezer for a little bit, because I think this is an often overlooked area of harvesting wild game. We're so close to the waterfowl season, and I eat goose almost every day during the waterfowl season, but I still have those times where I need to go from the field to the freezer. I'm going to rely on Chef Lawton a little bit here. What are we dealing with when we're harvesting something? Beginning of the season, I mean, you can be out there on
it's
a 90-degree day hunting geese.
Sweating. Yeah.
Or
so
teal.
This is a great opportunity. We're going into the season. Get prepared now. Go home. Pack your truck. Pack a Rubbermaid tote or a cooler. Throw it in the back of your truck with all your stuff to breast out your birds. Throw your tagged and bagged kit in there. Be prepared, because when you're out there and it's 90 degrees, don't let that animal sit there all day while you're hanging out and doing whatever you're doing. Breast it out. Get the meat prepared, because it's just as important as Johnny was saying to preserve your harvest for taxidermy. It's just as important to preserve that meat so you can take it home, you can freeze it, and you can eat it later on. Don't let that meat go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
Do we be prepared.
I mean, Danielle, we've had days where we've hunted before where we shoot stuff at first light.
Yes.
You know? And then there's that kind of lull. And then you're waiting for those loaf birds around. You know, you're shooting some at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of waiting until 10 o'clock. And then there's days we say where we rot in the field. That means you'll sit and hunt all day long, which still to me is better than sitting on the couch.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there, because you can't kill something from the couch. Well, I guess if you have a window.
You can kill
to
a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, you can kill some Cheetos.
Boy, I've killed some Cheetos before, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, amen to that.
I've tagged and bagged a bag of Cheetos, that's for sure. But so the next question I have on this realm is, does it matter? Does it really matter if it's a 90-degree day versus a 30-degree day or a 45-degree day?
Yes. So like Danielle was saying earlier about winging her birds, Joel, you bring this point up sometimes too. You don't know until you go to breast that animal out whether or not you have BBs in the breast. I mean, of course, we all want that perfect shot that we don't have BBs everywhere in our meat, right? Mm-hmm. But air is enemy, right? That's when bacteria starts to form. If we're out there on a 90-degree day and we're going to stay out all day long, you know what? Throw an ice pack in your freezer the night before you go. Toss that in the cooler in the morning. Have some gloves. Have a Ziploc bag. Have your knife ready to go. Breast those birds out. It takes 2 seconds to breast
it
them
really
out.
Is fast.
Throw them in a Ziploc bag, leave them on the ice, and then you can enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your hunt. You don't have to rush. You don't have to get home after a long day of hunting and you're exhausted and you're like, I'll get to those birds later. How many times have you said that, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody says that.
We're all guilty of
that. Oh, yes.
And you know what? Fish. Why would you not want that meat to be super fresh and just be prepared? Johnny, you have a great product that allows us to be prepared. Very simple. It's an organizational system is what it is.
It's convenient. And
yeah.
It's just right
it's
there
the
at
same,
your hands.
I mean, come on, throw a cooler in your truck with the supplies that you need to get that product harvested, breasted out and ready for the freezer. It doesn't take a lot of work.
It really does not.
How do you suggest freezing the meat?
So that's a good question, Danielle. So breast it out in the field. Put it in your bags. You can either pack, if you have a, why am I blanking? The thing, the preserver. You guys know.
The preserver.
Sucks the air out of the bags.
Oh, vacuum sealer.
Yeah, vacuum sealer. Yep. Thank you. So you have that. Throw your vacuum sealer bags in your cooler, right? And just pack them in there. Or throw them in Ziploc bags. You can freeze them in either or. I use both. Get home if you want to. You can get crazy. I like to pack mine in sometimes broth or stock. I'll throw fresh herbs, chunks of garlic in it, throw it in the freezer, and I literally have meat already with the herbs and the onions or the garlic ready for soup, ready for stews, ready to throw in the crock pot.
So you're saying you put all this in with the meat, then vacuum seal it?
Yes.
You're like pre-marinated.
That's fantastic.
And you know what?
That's a great idea.
I don't do it. I don't do it every time. It depends on like what I have prepped at home or what I'm planning to do with the meat. You can just throw it in your Ziploc bag, go home, push all the air out of it, roll it up, label it, and throw it in your freezer. There's nothing.
The freezer burning.
No.
The beauty of
I'm always terrified, so I vacuum seal everything or use that butcher paper.
Well, if you're vacuum sealing everything, you are going an extra step to make sure that meat is fresh, and that's fantastic. But I'll tell you, something that I've changed my attitude about. I mean, we've shot birds 5 a.m. in the morning, and they've sat behind us in the blind until, you know, dark that night, and you go home, and now all of a sudden, really, the only way I should cook those is crock pot or pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Because if you've got, like you said earlier, Chef Lawton, if you've got BBs that go through that...
They penetrate the skin.
They penetrate the skin. That means they're catching the feathers and the dirt on the feathers and the bacteria, and that's going into the skin.
And
remember, breasts from a waterfowl bird are sterile until air is introduced to them or something pierces into them.
Yeah.
So you're very much limiting the way you can cook it. Now, I still feel comfortable pressure cooking it or cooking it in a crock pot because it's going to be very hot over a long period of time. You're going to kill any bacteria.
Yeah, certainly.
But if you want to take that mallard breast and you want it to, you know, to flash fry it and have it nice and rare in the middle.
Yeah,
and medium
I mean, the best
rare.
Way to eat them is a medium rare to rare. So, I mean, you just want to protect your meat for sure.
So, and how hard really is it just to keep a very small cooler in your trunk or in the truck bed of the car? And when you go out, throw one of those freezer packs in it, and you know you can be done with your hunt and breast it out right there. You can take a break, breast it out, leave a wing on if you're, you know, if you're transporting somewhere.
Yeah, and on those cooler days, if it's 45 degrees or colder, I mean, obviously you have some more time to play around with it. You don't have to do it right away, but on these hotter days that we're going to be coming up to, do it right away.
Now you know you have snacks in the truck already too, so.
Yeah,
bring your cooler.
Danielle,
snacks?
You think I bring snacks along?
Little Debbie's are the killer.
You have your
hunting snacks are the best.
They are. You have everything in the cooler.
So
already,
I take two coolers. I take my prep cooler and my snack cooler. And then you're super prepared.
I have never hunted with you, Chef Lawton, or Danielle, for that matter, that we haven't had an abundance of snacks and left the field heavier than we entered the field. And hopefully you're leaving the field heavier because you're carrying your quarry out with you. So I think that that matters a lot. And what I really kind of get excited about is when you breast out your game in the field and you keep it fresh, when you come back, I'm really excited to try this. I've never done this. I've never thought of like the pre-freezer marinade.
I don't either.
That's fantastic.
You should be selling it.
You should make a kit and sell it like Johnny Bauman with tagging.
You should totally do it. You too should do it.
Let's do it.
What will we call it?
Bag, tag, and marinade.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Tags and bags
and marinade.
I love that.
That's legendary.
You guys, it is such a no brainer. If you're going to, I make a lot of soups and stews and chilies. Why wouldn't you just do that ahead of time? You're saving yourself so much time. If you have people coming over for lunch or dinner, grab that bag out, open it up, throw it in the crock pot frozen, set it. Leave, come back later, and you have a great product already.
Oh my God.
That is a fantastic. Now, the only thing I will say, the only thing you're doing there is kind of a little bit limiting yourself to what you make with it later. But
but
because you're introducing flavors, but you can move those.
Shoot more birds and make different flavors.
But if you just do like garlic and some fresh herbs, I mean, you can do anything with it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Actually, I was kind of I was excited thinking to myself, I would put soy sauce, right wing buffalo sauce in there and just seal it. You're going to be able to get every single air bubble out of there. That will be absolutely airtight in a Ziploc and throw it in the freezer. It's going to soak
into that. You can drop it in the sous vide, too, if you do it in the vacuum sakes alive.
What is
this? This is crazy. This is absolutely ridiculous. I'm totally full, but I'm so hungry. We love having you along on Raised in Wisco. Listen to us Saturdays at 11, and if you miss us, catch us on the podcast. I can't wait for the recipe today. Raised in Wisco. Everything you ever want to know about the great outdoors of Wisconsin, how to take what you kill, fish, forage, and put it on the dinner table, whether it makes that stop in the freezer or you got your tagged and bagged and it's going to the taxidermist, you take your meat out of there. We love something that's very important to this show. Danielle Fairman and I have been hunting for years. Chef Ellie Lawton is here. We've got Johnny Bauman, the inventor of tagged and bagged. But something that's very important to this show and to me is making sure you utilize your harvest.
Yes.
I believe in eating what you kill. I don't believe in just killing for sport. That's important to me personally.
And should be important to every hunter.
Well, it should be very important to every hunter. And one of the joys in my life is variety and eating variety. And I couldn't be more excited about the fact that we have an official chef of Raised in Wisco, Chef Ellie Lawton, who is not only a chef at home, but a chef in her career. And I'm always excited to talk about what we're cooking this week, because at the end of the day, Raised in Wisco is
a cooking show.
And I love it. Because I love to eat. In fact, food is my favorite dish. And what dish are we talking about today?
We are talking about a Thai duck salad.
Thai duck salad?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yes. That sounds so good.
You guys are going to love. I'm super excited about this one. I was thinking about the recipe today. So I'm like, you know, we still have some hot days ahead of us. Let's do a nice light Thai salad with some really delicious grilled duck breast. So this is really exciting. Joel,
it's exciting.
I think you're going
to
like this one.
I'm in a Thai mood lately. I love Thai food.
Okay, so first of all, we're just going to talk about the salad base, all right? You can get crazy with this. You can use up what you have in your refrigerator, but I did white and purple cabbage shredded.
Okay.
I did Thai basil. You can use just plain Jane basil. No big deal.
What is the difference between Thai basil?
Thai basil
and
will be
basil.
A tiny bit sweeter.
Okay.
But the flavor profile is very similar.
Still got that slightly bitter finish to
it? Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can use either or, it doesn't matter, whatever you have access to. So we've got the cabbage shredded. We have the Thai basil, cilantro, fresh cilantro, fresh mint. Okay.
Oh. Is it important to be fresh?
Yes.
Okay. Always. Okay.
With Thai, everything is super herb heavy, very fresh, very vibrant flavors. And then we have shredded carrots, shredded cucumbers, and diced tomatoes. So that is our salad base, okay?
Diced beefsteak tomatoes?
Sure. whatever you have from the garden, Joel. What's going in your garden?
I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay. All right. So then for our dressing, very, very easy. You're going to do, and Megan will post the measurements for you. So I'm just going to run over what's in the dressing. So Thai chili, deseeded, finely minced, okay, finely minced garlic. Then you're going to add some chopped cilantro to the dressing mixture as well, a little bit of sugar, a little fish sauce, lime juice, avocado or olive oil, either one is fine, and then just a pinch of salt, okay? Mix that up. You're going to toss your salad, the bed of your salad in it, all of the components, you're going to toss it in the dressing, and then Danielle... We're going to go out and harvest a duck. Okay?
Oh, heck yeah, we are.
Perfect.
And we are going to breast that duck out right away because it's still hot out. And we're going to use Johnny's tagged and bagged stuff to send it to the taxidermist.
Wow, this is going to be quite an eventful duck hunt.
So this is a good recipe for everyone, all right? And then we are going to just simply grill the duck breast to medium rare. So about 125, 130, temp that breast, okay, people? and then pull it off the grill, let it rest for a little bit. You're going to slice it and then shingle that over your salad. Add a little bit more dressing over the top. And oh, we're all drooling. I'm going to wipe the drool off my face with my microphone.
Wow. That sounds unbelievable.
And enjoy it. So that is our Thai duck salad.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I forgot.
Oh.
We're going to top it with chopped peanuts.
Ooh.
Yes. Or you can use pistachios or cashews. I've also done that. It's really good.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Now, are you suggesting you eat this then with chopsticks?
Certainly.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it, man.
I'll be stabbing chopsticks.
What? No.
No, I swear. I gotta learn.
You need to learn.
Practice with popcorn.
Yes, Danielle. Absolutely. I used to eat popcorn with my chopsticks to practice.
I got a lot to learn, I guess.
And if you eat those Cheetos, you use your chopsticks.
We should put chopsticks in the tagged and bagged and marinade. Everything you eat has to be chopsticks.
You're going to have an Asian kit. You can have an Italian kit.
Greek,
you
Mediterranean.
You can have a Greek Mediterranean kit.
Yeah, sky's the limit, baby.
Latin.
You can have a Southside Wisconsin kit. You can have
that. For fish.
You can have rot seasoning marinade in there.
You fry a fish fry with a shot of whiskey.
We're all going to be eating our fish fry this week with chopsticks.
Oh, this tagged and bagged and marinade came with an old fashioned. It's perfect.
I love it.
We're sitting here, I got chills because I just looked outside of the studio here in Concord and watched about 10 teal setting in to the back pond. But that's still pretty cool to watch it drop in. Folks, if this is your first time listening to us here on Raised in Wisco, we love having you along. We are hearing from you out there. And if you listen to the show, check us out on Facebook. Megan, the Facebook czar, Salad Bar Salad Czar, is our Facebook czar. So get on the Facebook. We're going to run contests on there. The last thing I want to talk about is this weekend. Today is the very last day. If you're hearing us and you want to zip up to the Wisconsin Waterfall Hunting Expo, we have a few hours left to come up.
Come eat some area tacos.
Eat some area tacos. We're doing cooking segments up there in the women's zone. Danielle Fairman's going to be there. Come get her autograph. Get a picture with her. Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged is going to be there. Chef Lawton and I are going to be cooking for the Fowl Life Provider. We're making wild Canada goose area tacos. There is something for everybody. There's a few hours left. Hey, we love having you along, and we're going to see you next week on Raised in Wisco.